With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A vehicle entering the United States from Canada explodes on Rainbow Bridge at Niagara Falls in what some news outlets are calling an attempted terror attack.
The explosion reportedly triggered an emergency response from the FBI Terrorism Task Force that has shut down all four land border crossings between the United States and Canada that lie in western New York. Two people in the vehicle are reportedly dead, and one Border Patrol official has been injured. Photos and video taken by news organizations and posted on social media showed a security booth that had been singed by flames. New York Governor Kathy Hochul said she had been briefed on the incident and was closely monitoring the situation. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was asked if he's confident the hostage deal that has been announced will be executed.
You can never have full confidence until you actually see hostages back in the arms of their families. But I am very hopeful that there will be a pause. These hostages will begin to be released. And then I am hopeful that we can build on the release of this initial 50 to get more hostages home.
Sullivan appeared on ABC News' Good Morning America. Israel and Hamas have also agreed to forward a ceasefire in the war in Gaza. The truce raises hopes of eventually winding down the war. Thanksgiving holiday travel could be hitting a snag. A storm system moving from the southern plains to the northeast, parts of Maine, Vermont, and northern New Hampshire, expected to get 3 to 7 inches of snow. Snow also expected in the northern Rocky Mountains on Thanksgiving Day. 1,500 flights have already been delayed. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 106 points and the NASDAQ adding 41 points. This is SRN News. A new pro-life pregnancy center is coming to Texas.
Prestonwood Baptist Church and Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary are joining forces to set up the facility on the Fort Worth campus of the seminary early next year. Dr. David Dockery, the president of the school, says, quote, "In post-Roe America, the challenges to the sanctity of human life are very real. Those challenges are opportunities for Christians to show the love of Christ to women and children." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
German authorities have raided the homes of 17 people in the state of Bavaria, accused of spreading anti-Semitic hate speech and threats targeting Jews online. The suspects were 15 men and 2 women between the ages of 18 and 62. They're accused of having celebrated Hamas attacks on Israel on October 7th and spreading anti-Semitism on social media. There's been a spike in anti-Semitism in Germany since the attacks. This is SRN News. A suspected pipeline leak near Plaquemine Parish, southeast of New Orleans, could have led to the release of over 1 million gallons of crude oil. Captain Kelly Denning of the U.S. Coast Guard says the spill dispersed rapidly.
NOAA science teams expect that over 75% of the oil was lost to the environment in the first 24 hours. The remaining oil would have persisted as dark patches, large sheens, and globules of emulsified oil, all of which have been observed by our response assets.
Denning spoke to KVUE. So far, the source of the oil leak has not been determined. Striking teachers in Portland, Oregon, temporarily shut down a major bridge Tuesday as they marched across it. The teachers have been on strike since November 1st. Class sizes and teacher salaries among the key issues the union and the school district have been negotiating. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.